border rules. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The Supreme Court says the Biden administration can end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy for migrants, but it will take some time. Fox's Grinnell Scott reports.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he was pleased with the high court's decision, but it doesn't mean the policy ends now. When ABC's This Week, he said the decision must be officially communicated
to the federal district court in the Northern District of Texas. And once that occurs, the district court should lift its injunction.
That is expected to take several weeks. In the meantime, Mayorkas says migrants are being urged to not make the dangerous trip north to cross the border. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This as President Biden is also calling for an end to the Senate filibuster in order to pass legislation protecting a national right to abortion.
The president called on Congress this week to codify Roe v. Wade into law and sided with progressives, saying he supports making an exception to the filibuster to do that. That would mean that 60 votes would not be required to pass legislation. But the president also conceded that right now Democrats don't have enough support to change Senate practice. This was discussed yesterday during a virtual meeting with governors from 9 Democratic states who vowed to offer safe havens for abortions.
We work closely to protect women's rights after this tragic reversal of Roe v. Wade, a terrible extreme decision in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women. And I share the public outrage at this extremist court is committed to moving America backwards.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. And Danish police say a shooting at a Copenhagen shopping center on Sunday left 3 people dead and 3 others critically injured. The suspected gunman, who is in custody, is a 22-year-old Danish man who was detained near the Fields shopping mall. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 3-year-old boy is dead after falling from a Manhattan balcony. Fox's Ted Linder with this story.
The NYPD says the investigation is ongoing as to how the toddler fell from the 29th floor of the Harlem high-rise in New York City Saturday morning. Witnesses say the boy landed on scaffolding below near the 3rd floor and was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. It's unclear if window guards, which are required if a child under 10 lives there, were installed in the unit where the boy fell from. Investigators say at least 2 adults were home in the apartment at the time of the incident. Ted Linder, Fox News.
And a vegan mom is convicted of starving her 18-month-old child to death. Fox's Laura Cantor reports.
39-year-old Sheila O'Leary of Florida is facing life in prison after her first-degree murder conviction last week. A Lee County, Florida jury found the vegan mother guilty of starving her son Ezra to death by placing him on a strict diet consisting only of raw fruit and vegetables and breast milk. Ezra died in his sleep in 2019, weighing just 17 pounds. 7 pounds below average. O'Leary will be sentenced later this month. Her husband, 33-year-old Ryan O'Leary, was indicted on the same charges and is expected to be tried later this year. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Meanwhile, forget about dog bites. Postal workers are now being robbed in and around one city. Fox's Samantha Liebman explains.
The U.S. Postal Service investigating after several mail carriers robbed in Washington, D.C. and Maryland. That's according to Fox 5 D.C. The agency says 2 mail carriers were held up at gunpoint Thursday, 4 more on Friday. Those happened in Northeast D.C. and Tacoma Park, Maryland. Thursday's incidents in Northwest D.C., Wheaton, Beltsville, and Columbia. Investigators say they have surveillance of two getaway vehicles in two of the robberies. The suspects haven't stolen mail, as far as they know, but instead took personal and postal service property. Samantha Liefman, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.